USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not interested in extending an olive branch concerning the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that wasn't what was exerted on our staff.
That's Pelosi speaking during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. She discussed last January 6th when a handful of people entered the Capitol building as Congress considered the Electoral College vote. Meanwhile, the head of the House panel investigating January 6th says it has no choice but to move forward with contempt charges against former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Chairman Representative Benny Thompson says in a letter Meadows has already provided documents to the committee, including emails and texts regarding the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and not as potent as other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
It's a weak variant. Bourla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem has been ranked best governor in America by a prominent nonprofit conservative organization. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Matt Gaetz says when Republicans regain control, there will be real oversight.
Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Nearly 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson has been resentenced to life without parole. Wednesday's emotional hearing included family members of his slain pregnant wife, Lacey, who called out Peterson for the 2002 killing and his apparent lack of remorse. The California Supreme Court ruled a year ago that Peterson's jury had been improperly screened for bias against the death penalty. A Navy SEAL commander has died from injuries stemming from a training accident in Virginia. Naval Special Warfare Command said Wednesday that 43-year-old Commander Brian Bourgeois was injured Saturday when he fell while fast roping down from a helicopter. The cause of the fall is under investigation, and a Navy official said it's not clear if the rope separated from the aircraft. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.